So just review first, just quickly, some of the stuff we did on Thursday, and then we'll do some more issues related to the Mikdash, the Lila, and the Yom Tov. Just the first what we're going to do for the next couple of weeks. We only have 2 weeks left of the Zman. I wanted to cover some of the more important topics and skip around a little bit, move to the end of the Masechta. So I think the next sugya I want to do, hopefully if I get everything finished by tomorrow, to do the sugya, the Mitzvah Arava. Mitzvah Arava is covers a couple of blot in the fourth parak. The first mission in the fourth parak, and then again another mission of Memheim and Aleph, and then around a blot and a half of Gemara in between. There's a lot of Gemara to go through, but a very interesting sugya, an important sugya. So that'll probably be the next thing. We'll do a sugya hopefully on the Bracha of Shechianu, the Mitzvah Nisei Chamayim, which I know some of you have seen a little bit. Simchas Beis Shoeva, and we'll see how long that takes us, whether we have time for a couple other important sugyas it's probably could die not to skip over. So in regard to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Belaila and Yontif, so just to review, I don't think I mentioned all these shitas on Thursday, but the first question we raised, who exactly is going to build the Beis Hamikdash? So we pointed out that Rashi on Mem Aleph says that it's going to come Mishamayim, it's going to come down in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to build it. Rashi on Beis says that Mashiach is going to build it. I didn't mention the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim found in what, I think Yud Aleph Aleph, is it? Yeah, Yud Aleph Aleph. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim. That HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamod Ulahachzir Malchus Beis David. Mashiach is going to come and bring back the kingship of David, the Yashin, the way it used to be, Hamem Shalah HaRishona, the original government, Ubona Mikdash Mikabetz Nidcha Yisrael. Melech Mashiach is going to do all these things, and one of the things listed, the Rambam lists, is he's going to build a base of Mikdash, which is like the Rashi on Nun Beis Mem Beis, against Rashi on Mem Aleph, which says that's going to come from Mishamayim. We also noted that the Aruch HaNer argued on the Rashi, and Aruch HaNer says, look at the Gemara, we say, Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The word Binyan is always being used. It's not just coming Mishamayim, rather it's being built. Who's going to build it? It's going to come Ayidei Bnei Adam. We're the ones to build it. And we pointed out that Maril Diskin says that Karsh Baruch is going to bring it Mishamayim, but leave some over for Bnei Adam to complete the Beis HaMikdash. So some combination of them. So there seem to be three or four different approaches of who exactly is going to build it, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach, everybody, or perhaps some combination of both of them together. And then we went through a bunch of shitas, how can it be built Belaila, how could it be built Beyom Tov. So let's, I guess, look through these sugyas, these shitas again, with the following question in mind. The Gemara in Shavuot says, you cannot build a Beis HaMikdash Belaila, you cannot build a Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, which makes this mitzvah a mitzvah aseh, shehazman grama. Time-bound mitzvah. So that's the case. The Acharim ask on the Rambam. Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis Bechir, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, as follows: Ein bonus mikdash b'layla, shenemar uvayom hakim es mishkan. You can't build it at night. Vayom hakimim lo b'layla. That's the Gemara in Shavuos. You cannot build it at night. Va'oskin bebinyan me'alas hashach atzis hakochavim. You work with it. You deal with it. You build everything from the morning until evening. V'hakol chayavim livnos. Everybody's required to build it. Ulisad ba'atman, to help whatever they can. Uvimimonam, with their money. Anashim vinashim kimikdash hamidbar. Just like the mikdash or the mishkan of the midbar, nashim are chayiv also to take part in the building.
Where is Rambam?
Hilchos Beis Bechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. So Rambam, a number of interesting things. First of all, he says that women are chayiv to build Beis HaMikdash, and that seems to go against the Gemara in Shavuos that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. The Gemara never calls it that, but it seems to be in that category, the fact that you can't build it at night in Yom Tov. Number two is, which is not going to be our issue, but something to keep in mind in general, how does the Rambam know that Nashim are chayiv? He compares it to Kemikdash HaMidbar. The Mikdash or the Midbar, namely the Mishkan. He uses that as the model. How much of the Mishkan is a model for Beis HaMikdash is a big question. It might have very different purposes. The Rav Ilan, again, my favorite, on the bottom of Tosis Rush, he says it's very likely that Mishkan and Mikdash, depending how you understand the nature of the Beis HaMikdash in general, would tell you whether they're connected or not. What are the two approaches, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? What's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? Machlokes Rishonim. Shechina. Karbanos. Who says which one?
Rambam versus
Rambam, right. Rambam says Shechina or Karbanos?
Rambam?
Yeah. Karbanos. And Rambam says Shechina.
I think
right?
The Rambam, the first halakha in the base of
the leaders, is for Karbanos. Exactly. We may as well read it. Mitzvah Hasei Lasas Beis Bais Lashem Muchan Lios Makrivim Boha Karbanos. Right? So, the whole function of the Beis Mikdash was for the Karbanos. Now, would that be like the Mishkan or not be like the Mishkan?
Isn't it more like Arsinai?
Possibly
Mishkan is like the
Shem. Assuming Mikdash is Shechanti, Shechanti
Bissel. So, that you could definitely take that approach. But at the end of the day, the Mishkan was not a makom that was koveya for Kadosh Baruch Hu, though. It was no particular makom. And the base of Mikdash, where it's ultimately going to be, that was we actually made a set makom for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say you take the other approach. The base of Mikdash is like the Ramban to bring the Shekhinah, a place for the Shekhinah to live, a set place for the Shekhinah to live. That then, I think, might be different than that of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was not a set place for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever it was, the Kadosh Baruch Hu happened to be there, but it wasn't it wasn't a kavuah bias for him. It was maybe a place for Karbanos more. I think you can go back and forth with this discussion. It's not our topic right now, but just keep this in mind when comparing the Beis HaMikdash to the Mishkan, what the role of each of them were.
Aren't there specific qualities that a mitzvah must have to be categorized as a Shezman Brahma?
Okay. Let's discuss it. Fine. So if that's Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, just keep that in the back of your mind. Not our issue right now, but the relationship is a very important discussion. Now, back to our issue, yeah, on this topic still, or?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, before we get to you, Jake, yeah?
Didn't you say before that Mashiach's going to build it?
Mashiach's going to build it.
Why isn't everyone going to build it?
Right, so, the question is, who exactly, is Mashiach some Malach type of figure? Or is Mashiach going to just orchestrate the whole building of it, but might say many people are going to have to build it? So, I'm not sure Mashiach was meant to do like it entirely. But okay, yeah. So
you're saying he might just be the...
He's going to be the leader. He might be the architect or whatever. No, but Sala wasn't the only one to build it. He was running, orchestrating the whole building, but everybody took part in it. Okay, fine. Now Jake's question. Jake wants to know, which is, again, the core issue, mitzvah say is shazman grama, doesn't have the certain requirements, criteria, to be categorized as such mitzvah. So how is that going to answer our question, though? That's true. Would this be categorized or not be categorized, the building of the base of Mikdash?
No, then it makes sense that the Rambam would say that women are chayv, because then why wouldn't they be chayv?
Well, because it's time-bound. Women are not...
I'm saying, just because a mitzvah is done at night doesn't make it necessarily a mitzvah is done Brahma. Because it's done at night, I thought there were more qualifications than just...
Oh, I don't think there are more, that we have to redefine it perhaps, but tefillin, are women chayv in tefillin? Say tzitzis, women chayv in tzitzis?
I think
there might be shittas, they might be with the Mekayim, depending on how you understand, but the way we paskin that tzitzis is part of their, yeah.
Not because of mitzvah shishas on Gram, it's because of other things.
I think Jake is saying that there, let's say there are seven qualifications of a mitzvah shishas on Gram. So being mikdash biyom and not belayel might only fulfill one of those qualifications, but what about the other six?
I don't think that's true then. I understand.
That's what I thought like,
yeah,
Jake.
I guess I misunderstood. That, right? No, if a pashas is, if a mitzvah is limited in time, so then it's going to be mitzvah asay shazman grama. That's pashas. If you can't perform it on Shabbos, that's mitzvah asay shazman grama. You can't perform it at night, it's mitzvah asay shazman grama. Now, there is, in general, keep in mind, what exactly mitzvah asay shazman grama, machlokas rishonim. I sang eight on this earlier. The Kintush Shirum and Kedushin has a whole discussion. Is mitzvah asei shazman grama something that's time-bound, that you can only perform it for a certain amount of time, only daytime, or only the weekdays? Or is it something that the zman is goremit, that time causes it to be the chiv to kick in? So Eitan was discussing, we were discussing before actually Sfiras Omer. Ramban, right, says that Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah asei shazman, the women are chayv. Mirchayev in Sfiras Omer. So there's a Rashi table. So Ramban has a whole list of mitzvahs that women are chayev in. He lists Samech Pei Hei, or I forget exactly Rashi table. Others say it might be something different. But the Pashas, it refers to Sfiras Omer. And so why women chayev in Sfiras Omer? It's only performed at night, Pashas. It's only performed over 49 days, not every day of the year. why a woman chayiv? It should be mitzvah say she has one grama. So what's the answer they give, Eitan?
The day isn't going in the sphere. The day is going in the chiyuv carbon. Carbon omer.
Yeah.
It only stems from the chiyuv carbon, but it doesn't stem from the chiyuv from the actual. The day isn't going in the chiyuv sphere.
Exactly. So what causes it to come, not because it's now the first day of Chol Moed, that's not what tells us to do Sfiras Omer. It's the fact that we're bringing a carbon to it. The carbon is what mechayv us to say Sfiras Omer. Not time, it's when time is gorim it. Time is not causing us to count. The carbon is mechayv us to count. So that would not be mitzvah aseh, shazman grama, the zman is not gorim it. Others would say no. No, zman grama is not when zman is gorim it. We don't care how it's caused. The fact that it's limited in time, the fact that Sfiras Omer only goes for 49 days, that's time-bound, and the woman would be pater from that. That would be that discussion. Alternatively, you may say, also, no, that the carbon is not mechayiv. It is, no. It may really, it's based on zman is garment. That is the definition. And in fact, Sfiras Omer is garment by zman. Carbon is not mechayiv, the Sfiras Omer. Now you can do the carbonos. It's irrelevant. It's actually the zman is garment, Sfiras Omer. That might be, it's two ways. How do you understand Zman Grama? How do you understand the nature of Sfiras Omer?
This is what, I think this is your question here, but in there we're discussing that the Rambam, the other sheet that I hope that women are pater because it's not Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama. Because it is Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama, we assume that the Rambam is fitting into the other side of Hakir that it's about a limiting factor. It just happens to be that this day. So if we assume that's the same thing here by Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's not going by the day, just whatever day it falls, the Chiyuv is during the day, not at night, or not on Yom Tov, or whatever, etc. So, according to that, that seems that it is a mitzvah seisha zman grama, the way the Rambam understood it over there. So, why would the Rambam say?
So that's the question. Exactly. He's highlighting the question. In other words, let me just say what Eitan's saying. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzvi Musafim was it Perek Zayin, I think. Perek Zayin, Perek Ches. Does he explicitly say this, or the Kesef Mishnah makes this dik? Did you see it inside? You saw it quoted.
I thought he said
it straight out. I can't remember if he said it straight out or the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, I'm not sure. I won't find it right now. But either the Rambam or the Kesef Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam that women are pater from Sfiras Omer. So there are two reasons why they might be pater. I mean, they're pater because mitzvah asay she has man grama. But what's the understanding of mitzvah asay? So maybe it's because this man is gorim. Nothing to do with the karbanos. This man is gorim. The Sfiras Omer to come along. And that's why Rambam thinks you're pater. But why can't you say that in the Rambam? It can't be this man is gorim, the Sfiras Omer. What's gorim, the Sfiras Omer for the Rambam? You have to say the karbanos. Because where's the Rambam put these halachas? I just told you. Karbanos and Tamidim Vusafim. In the context of karbanos. Rambam thinks that it's the carbon that's gorim Sfiras Omer. It's not the zman that's gorim it. So he's not taking that approach in mitzvah asei shazman grama. Rather, like Eitan was saying, it's not zman that's gorim it. Rather, it's the fact that it's limited in time. Anything that's limited in time, it's only done over 49 days, maybe only at night. So that's limited in time, not how it's caused. That's why it's mitzvah asei shazman grama and woman or pater. Now, if that's the case, so the base of mikdash, the building of it, is also limited in time. Not about the time being garment, but it's limited in time. It cannot be done at night. It cannot be done in Yom Tov, and therefore a woman should be pater, cash in the Rambam, why the Rambam thinks it's chayav. Now, you could say, well, I think what Eitan, you know, you could answer, it won't work with Rambam, but in general, you could say, well, women are chayav because, in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because there's no zman that's garim the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If you assume that mitzvah asei shazman grama is defined by zman as being garim, no zman is garim the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It comes when it comes, when Mashiach comes, when Eliyahu comes, however it's going to work in the Mirtz Hashem in the future, that's what's Gorimit, not Zman. So that might be a reason why you think it's Chayav, but Eitan points out, Rambam does not take that approach. Zman is not Gorim, Zman Gorim is not the definition of Mitzvah, say Shema Zman Gorim for the Rambam, it's being time-bound. And therefore you're Tzarchin in the Rambam.
Don't we say that the Rambam says here somewhere now is the Reisa? Sorry, is the Reisa?
Yeah.
Which people learn out because we say that it's not...
The Ran says this.
In the name of the Rambam?
Yeah, I think the Ran explained the Rambam.
So we see, he put it in the context of Hilchos Tzvi Musafim, but I mean, it's much more, and like, it's more, you think it's more Meduyah, that he holds the Raisa nowadays, seemingly implying that it's not Tali on the Korban.
Right, so the Rishi Rav,
therefore,
you would think that nothing to do with the Korbanos, it really is his mind, his garment. But the problem with that is, yeah, the problem, but the Brisker Rav says that's not true. We spoke about this, I think, before Pesach.
You still have a chiv of korban?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. The chiv still exists. Kedusha also lavo still exists. You told me that this year. That Kedusha still exists in Har Bayis. There's still a Kedusha based on Migdash. There still is a chiv to bring karbanos, but there's an onus we can't bring karbanos, but it's still connected to karbanos. And there still is a chiv deraisa. So it is connected to karbanos. This is the Brisker Rav Raitis, the Menachos.
Alright. I was going to say, why are you saying for sure that Ram over here, I mean, what was our progression? We're saying that the Rambam can't say that what are we saying that Rambam's view is Man Grama?
The Rambam's view is Man Grama is being limited in time. Not Zman Gorim.
It can't be that.
Zman Gorim because the carbon is Gorim for the Rambam.
Right, but if you argue
according to the
Ram
that carbon is not garment. Right, so in fact, you could argue exactly, and for C.S. Omer, you might hold, that was the other approach. You could argue one of two ways. One of them is, no, Zman is garment, not carbon. Like the Ram. Ram says the connection, C.S. Omer, nothing to do with carbon. C.S. Omer is a connection from Pesach to Shavuos. About Zmanim, connecting the two, linking the two together. Ramban, in fact, calls C.S. Omer a chalamoy, bracketed between two Yom Tovim.
Does Ram say explicitly that the reason why women are pater from Suzuki is because it's
that
Suzuki is
not
Ram? No.
See, I didn't want to look through it now, waste time, but right now, I don't know if it's Ramam or Kesem Mishnah just learned that out from the Ramam. He definitely doesn't say why. Maybe the Kesem Mishnah does, I don't remember.
Don't say, because if you don't say that then you don't have any problems.
So well, I'm saying, why ask women are pater then? If you assume women are pater.
Some other way, but...
Oh, yeah, how?
I'm just saying, like...
Either Gzeir Shekasev or Mitzvah Aseh Shehaz Man Grama. There's no Gzeir Shekasev. So it's got to be Mitzvah Aseh Shehaz Man Grama.
Okay.
Maybe Chabah Heter somewhere else. Right. But... but yeah, that's Pashas. Anyway, so now back to our discussion of Bina Beis HaMikdash. So now we kind of proved that Rambam, the way he understands Mitzvah Aseh Shehaz Man Grama, women should be Pater from Bina Beis HaMikdash. Why does Rambam think they're Chayv? So let's at least take from the Lila, forget Yanta for a second, from the Lila perspective, the fact that you can't build Belila, that should be making this time bound. So how do we get out of that problem? Some of the stuff we mentioned on Thursday would help us out. So we saw this Shitas Minchas Chinuch. What did Minchas Chinuch say about Lila?
What
about the Maisa? It's the only problem, the Maisa or Lichachila. It's the only problem, it's also to build it Lichachila, you shouldn't build Belila. B'diavad, if you were to build it, so then it would be okay. It's up and standing, and you're allowed to use it. It's not disqualified. So perhaps, according to this Minchas Chinuch, you could explain that it's really not disqualified Belila. It's not advised, might be also the Chachila, but it still works if you build a Belila, and that would not be considered time-bound.
Is there like a core svar for that, or you just pull that out?
Say it again?
Like,
the Michas Chinuch you're talking about, okay.
It's a very nice word, but it fits, helps, but does he bring a Makor? I didn't look up the Michas Chinuch. Does he bring a Makor for it?
So I think the Mikdash David, is an Achron on Kachim, and I think also made his Ram topics. Great safer, I don't have a hold of it though. There's a Rebbe in Or HaChaim, the high school in Or HaChaim, who wrote the footnotes to the Mikdash David. So he also learns the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch, and I think the footnote here, the Rilan quotes him, says he wants to bring a raya from the Tosos. The fact, why is it the Rambam, if it comes to Shemayim, he's medar from the Tosos, if it comes to Shemayim, how are we allowed to use it if it comes at nighttime? Let's say it comes at night. How should we be able to use it? Came Belila. Elamai, you're allowed to use it Belila, even though the Maisa, there's no Maisa being done, but the fact that it was came down Belila as a Totsah, that's sufficient. I think it's a raya. Mikdash David brings. I don't think the Minchas Chinuch I saw him inside doesn't bring that raya. I don't know if he does bring a raya. I don't remember, but looking him up. But I only just pulled it out of. I'm kidding. I know. You're just trying to use a nice phrase. That just.
Yeah.
That's all. So again, so one approach is that the fact that b'di'eved you can build a base of Mikdash Belila. It works, not you can, but it would work if you were to do it. So that would not consider this a time-bound mitzvah. It has shayichas belila. That'd be one way of getting out of this. We also quoted from the Yerushalmi in Yuma, Ya'alf, that says, if you build Belaila, it's possible, the basement, it should possible even b'dievet, against the Minchas Chinuch. It's possible b'dievet only vis-a-vis the Karbanos Bayom. But you could still do any other avodas Belaila. Whatever other avodas there are, Haktas Chalav, and whatever is Shach Belaila, Chumash Adeshin, that you could still use the Beis HaMikdash for. So, even Belaila has some Shaykhs building the Beis HaMikdash. Not in its entirety, but at least vis-a-vis Avod de Belaila, it does have Shaykhs Belaila. So that might also be explanation for why it would not be a mitzvah assay Shazman Gramak, because it is Shaykh Belaila.
The Yerushalmi says you can't do what? Karbanos?
You cannot bring Karbanos by Yom, but you could still use it Belaila. If you build a Beis HaMikdash at night, this Beis HaMikdash is possible for Karbanos in the daytime. Any Karbanos you bring are disqualified. But you could still do the Avodas of Belaila. It's a, you know, a half Beis HaMikdash. And there's what to say on that alone. That itself is a big chiddush, the relationship of the Beis HaMikdash and the Karbanos, but I'm not going to get into that right now. It's important to keep in mind, just to be aware of that shita, the Yerushalmi, that if you build the Belaila, it's possible vis-a-vis the Karbanos Bayom, but it's kosher for the Avodas of Belaila. So the Rabbi Lan has this discussion now. How do you deal with this issue of women building the Beis HaMikdash? So he quotes a ritva in Kedushin in regards to Bris Milah. There's a shita out there that everyone, the Gemara says that women are patur from Bris Milah, performing Bris Milah. They cannot perform Bris Milah because they themselves are not shaykh to Bris Milah. But they are chayiv in regards to the mitzvah al tzibur. There is a communal obligation to ensure, in the Beis Din and the Tzibur, to ensure if the son doesn't have Bris Milah, if the father doesn't carry it through, that the Beis Din and the Tzibur has to ensure that the son gets a Bris Milah. And within that Chiv, on the Tzibur, a woman is also, women are also Chayiv to ensure that a son, their son, or any boy gets a Bris Milah that they need. Why? To mitzvah asei shazman grama. So based on this, again, I'm not sure exactly, it's not based, I think the way he says it, once it's Tzibur, there's a Chiv on the Tzibur, it's not, the Chiv on the Tzibur is not a Maisa mitzvah, it's a mitzvah in the Totzah. When the father has to perform the Bris Milah, so it's a din, he's a Chiv in the Maisa to make sure it happens. And that's when a mitzvah asei shazman grama paters a woman from the Maisa. But once we see there's a Chiv on the Tzibur also, the Chiv on the Tzibur is not in the Maisa, the Chiv on the Tzibur is to make sure it gets done. Make sure b'totzah is a tachlis, everything gets done. So once you change it over to the totzah, you don't have the hat there, the p'tur of mitzvah asei shazman grama. That's only a p'tur for the mice and not a p'tur for the totzah. So just like Bris Milah, the Ritva thinks that women are chayiv in the totzah through the midin tzibur, so too the bina beis hamikdash, Rambam says, it's a chiv al tzibur, it's a chiv on everybody to ensure that it gets built as a totzah, and that too would include women. Women would be chayiv, even though it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama. We don't care about the Maisa, we care about the Totsa of it getting done.
Are women,
I guess, by all mitzvahs that are told about Tzibur, women are... Pashas. I'm not sure, I haven't done enough research, but it seems to make sense. You have to keep it in mind, test it out, whether it's really true. Okay. But yeah, something to keep
who
in mind.
This?
The Rabbi Lan writes this on the bottom.
And who is he quote?
He quotes, I think just himself. He says, Achronim. Doesn't say any particular acronym who say this. I'm not sure which ones. Then, yeah.
I mean, why have to go through that? Why can't you say that Bini Beis HaMikdash isn't necessarily a Maisa Mitzvah? Why can't you say it's also a Kiyum Mitzvah to do? It's totally on the Totsah of.
Then I'm saying.
No, but not by saying because it's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur. Why didn't you say that? No, that really just the mitzvah in its own nature is also...
Oh, I think he's saying, whenever you find... How do you know it's a mitzvah in Totsah? The Chiyuv on the Tzibur is an indicator of that.
Okay.
That's how you know. That's like the litmus test, whether it's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur.
So really it is.
Yeah.
There's no Maisa Mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Just Totsah.
I think I'm saying. And the Rambam calls it a mitzvah, but is that a mitzvah... Of a Maisa Mitzvah, or that's a mitzvah just in a kiyum, in a totzah. Now another answer he brings is based on Aruch HaNer on our daf, which we didn't mention on Thursday, but Aruch HaNer wants to know, he has the same question, how is it possible to build a Beis HaMikdash Belaila? Same question Rashi had. And he didn't like Rashi's answer. Rashi says, well, because the Bayis Shlishi is built Mishamayim, it comes Mishamayim, and there's no problem Mishamayim. Aruch HaNer says, no, what do you mean? The word says binyan gemara. We are building it. B'nai Adam is building it. It is a problem for us to build on a Laila. How do you get out of the problem? So Achner says, the Isser to build the Beis HaMikdash B'Laila is only the Beis HaMikdash itself, not the Kalim. He's Medayik. What's the Pasuk? How do you know it's us to build B'Laila? Pasuk says, B'yom Hakim Es HaMishkan. Dafka Mishkan. All over the Torah it says, Mishkan Ves Kalim. Mishkan Ves Kalim. There's Mishkan, and then the Kalim. When it comes to building it, it only says the Mishkan has to be done by Yom. Implication is, the Kalim could be built by Lila. So he goes on to explain that to offer the Karbanos, and particularly the Karban Omer, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. You need a Mizbeach. The Gemara says all you need is a Mizbeach for all Karbanos. You could be Makiv Karbanos in a Beis HaMikdash on a Mizbeach without anything around it. So the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about building the Mizbeach. And that's why you're allowed to build a Belila. There's no Isser to build Kalim Belila. And Mizbeach is part of the Kalim. That's what the Arachon explains. Now with that the Isser of building only applies to the Beis HaMikdash, not the Kalim themselves, Rabbi Lan explains that whenever you have a mitzvah where part of it can be done all the time and part of it cannot be done all the time, then you don't categorize that as mitzvah asei shasman grama. Meaning, since building the Beis HaMikdash includes the bias, and it also includes building the kalim, well, since the kalim can be built at night and all the time, the whole mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is not categorized as mitzvah asei shasman grama. Even though the bias itself cannot be built b'layla, but the one mitzvah includes all the kalim, the bias and the kalim. And since the kalim can be done b'layla, is not a mitzvah asay shazman grama. The entire mitzvah is not a mitzvah asay shazman grama.
Do our rishonim hold that the kalim are?
Great question. So the Rambam himself does, I believe. The Rive and the Ramban argue. Some say the mizbech is not part of it; it's a separate mitzvah. The arul might be separate. But I think everyone agrees there will be some kalim that are part of the mitzvah, though. Question is the Aron and the Mizbeach, are those separate? I think the Ramban, who thinks the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is what again? Shechina. So he thinks the Mizbeach, I think, is a separate mitzvah, if I remember correctly. Because Karbanos is a different mitzvah. I think he says that.
So just one more time. So when the Gemara in Shavuot says that you can't build Beis HaMikdash B'Laila, that's talking about the bias.
That's exactly the Aron. Exactly. That's what he would have
and
to say.
And this Gemara, when it says Meriyobo, it's talking about Kalim.
Exactly.
You can build a kalim without having a bias.
Exactly. You could offer karbanos on the mizbeach even though there's a bias around it. Exactly. Great way to say it. Guy said the Isser in Shavuot is talking about building the bias. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about building the kalim.
According to Rabbi Yohanan, then the comment that the Gemara in Shavuot then that you could build the Beis HaMikdash at night, but like the Makom HaKadosh aspect of it cannot be done at night. Like you can build for days and days straight. You know, night and day, but the last aspect of it, you know, of it being, you know, the totsah of actually having Beis HaMikdash cannot be done at night. But the Gemara would still hold that you'd be able to build throughout the night.
So which you're going with in the first answer, the Tzibur answer?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So within that answer that we're saying, it's a Chiv Tzibur, and therefore it's even Nashmer Chayim, because it's all about the totsah.
The Mice of Binyan can be done at night. The Gemara Shuas isn't limiting the Mice of Binyan to be done, you know, to be at night. It was just the totsah of the Beis HaMikdash cannot be done at
That's
night.
That's interesting. So
you should be allowed to be built to build at night.
It's interesting. I hear that. I don't know if it's for certain. You still might say the Hech Shemitzah may still follow from the actual Kiyum, but maybe not. I think it's a very good point. I think it's something to look into. I agree.
This is an answer for the Rambam?
Yeah, for the Rambam, again.
How can you say this? The Rambam doesn't differentiate between, he just says everyone gives the money and whatever, it doesn't differentiate between what it's for, whether it's...
No, that's fine, because the Rabbi Lan says that once part of the mitzvah, namely in this case the Kalim, can be built Belila, so then the entire mitzvah is no longer mitzvah asei shezman grama, and the women are chayiv in the entire mitzvah.
Oh.
Even though the bias cannot be done b'layla, okay, it's still subsumed under the same category. And he gives an example here.
But then isn't it a Gemara Shoklan? Then how many mitzvahs is it? Is it one or two? If it's all one big mitzvah,
mm-hmm.
then then you shouldn't be able to make this chiluk between the kelim and the bayis. And if it's two mitzvahs, then why, you know, why?
No, it's one mitzvah, but there could be different parts. In this one mitzvah of building the base of Mikdash, Ram said there's a mitzvah to build the bayis, there's a mitzvah to build kelim. Now, those mitzvahs could have different details to them.
So it's two mitzvahs?
No, it's one mitzvah, but there are two parts. And Ram definitely categorizes this as one mitzvah. Building the bayis and building the kelim. It's all one mitzvah, he says.
Mm-hmm. Or the two parts.
No, but within that, the Aruch HaNer is a chiddush, though. The Rambam never says this, though. It's a chiddush of the Aruch HaNer, but he thinks that the bias, the pasuk says, only by the bias. That cannot be done by Lila, doesn't extend over to the kelim. The Rambam never says that. He never says it isn't true, but it's a dick. And the Aruch HaNer is also not working within the Rambam.
Right.
But if you just put the two together, you may not want to put the two together, and then that answer wouldn't work. But the first answer, I think, does work well also. I think both of these would answer the Rambam. Okay, what else do we have here? Then there's another interesting answer. Right, we've been discussing Lila up until now. What about Yontif? What about building on Yontif? So there's a Tiferes Yisrael on the Shnayos in the beginning of Masechet Moed. Tiferes Yisrael is on the bottom, the Yachin of Boaz. And he wants to know what exactly the purpose of Midah. Midah is talking about different dimensions of the base of Midrash. And according to Rashi, he doesn't really understand. Rashi, who thinks it comes Mishamayim, why are we telling us how it's built? It's not our responsibility. We don't have to ensure that it gets built. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of it. And he goes back and forth. The Rambam, whether Mashiach's building, whether it's coming Mishamayim. But then he deals with the problem about building on Yontif and Lila. He says, there's not a problem in terms of the Gemara and Sukkah that says it will be built Belila, because it's going to be built Ayidei Nachum. Non-Jews are going to build the Beis Hamikdash. That's what he says. There's a new sheet in terms of who's building it. Up until now, when we thought Bnei Adam, we thought Klal Yisrael's building it. Tiferes Yisrael says, no, it's actually Nachum are building it, and once Nachum are building it, it's not a problem anymore of Belila. It's not a problem of Yontif. They're taking care of everything. Oh, I guess Lila's not an issue, but at least Yontif is not a problem anymore. Because they don't have to do it. Oh, Amir La'akam? That's only a Shavuos. In Beis HaMikdash, no Shavuos. And that statement you should be keep in mind, those of you who've done Pesachim or part of Pesachim, not every Shavuos is... There are some Shavuos in which do apply in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not really a cloud that ain't Shavuos with Mikdash. We say that, but some Shavuos do apply. But Pashas of this wouldn't apply.
Would still be a problem at night?
Let's see. He's dealing particularly with the issue of Yontif. He deals with the question of how they allowed to walk, how the Nachum allowed to walk in Har Bayis. It's Kedusha, they're not allowed to walk there. Talks that no, the place where they're going to walk will only be in Issa Derabanan, that we'll do away with in terms of building the base of Mikdash. An interesting discussion here. So I'll keep in mind, again, a lot of other issues coming up here, but he mentions the Nachum are going to build it. That's how you get out of the problem of building a Yontif. Now, we have a few minutes left. Let's see if we could finish the last issue that comes up here. The Halach Lamaisa issue, very relevant. The Shulchan Aruch brings an interesting minhag. That's Halacha, he calls it minhag. In Siman Kuf Pei, the end of Kuf Pei is Sif Hei. Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yosef Cairo.
Pretty big.
Beis Yosef, Mechaber. So, Kuf Pei. In Hilchos HaNoagim Besuda. He writes as a minhag, not as a halacha. Nogim lichasos hasakin b'shas birkas hamazon. There's a minhag to cover the knife when benching. Now it's not such a known minhag, but it's a minhag. And you know, when we plastic knives, let's say this, at breakfast, you have to cover those plastic knives or not. V'nogu shelo lichasos b'shabbos b'yomtov. However, the minhag is not to cover it Shabbos Yomtov. You don't have to do it in Shabbos Yomtov. What's the difference? So the Taz quotes two opinions quoted in the Beis Yosef. First reason is because Barzel is mekatzir yimei ha'adam. Barzel kills people. And ve'eino din, it's inappropriate sheyehe munach al shulchan shedomu l'mizbeach. It's inappropriate that our shulchan, which is compared to the mizbeach, Gemara and Chagiga, which is ma'arich yimei ha'adam, the shulchan, the mizbeach is really lengthens, extends people's lives. You shouldn't have something of barzel which kills people. That's why the Pasuk says you should not put barzel when building the mizbeach. You should not use barzel. You can't carve it out with barzel because the mizbeach Marich Yomov, and Barzel's Mikatzer Yomov. So too, the Shulchan, which is comparable to the Mizbeach, you should not have Barzel on it while benching. The Tam Sheni, the second reasoning, B'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, L'fisha Pam Echa, that one time happened, Higia Echa L'Birkas Bonei Yushalayim. A person started benching and got to Bonei Yushalayim, V'nizkar Churban HaBayis, he got so upset when he remembered the Churban, that Toka Sakim Abidno, he stabbed himself. So not that we can can't really relate to that. The best we could do is hear of Nevensal crying when he looks out the window at the Kotel. And have you seen that? Like 3 times a day, I think he goes to the window, looks out and cries. That's as much as we could just forget or imagining ourselves, but at least see other people. But this person got so upset, he stabbed himself because the knife was thrown right in front of him. We're concerned that we may come to the same feelings and also stab ourselves. So you say, when it comes to benching, you should remove the knife. Now those are the two reasons, either because Barzel's Mekatzer Yamav, or because they might get so angry about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Because of Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says, and therefore, the minhag not to remove it on Shabbos Yom Tov doesn't make sense according to Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha says, whenever you get to Bnei Yushalayim, you know, come to stab yourself, who cares Chol, who cares Yom Tov? Okay, that's what the Beis Yosef says. Taz doesn't understand, he says, why is he only bothered with Rabbeinu Simcha that on Shabbos you shouldn't cover it? According to the other opinion also, that about building this bath, you should also have to cover it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tan says, according to both reasons, you should have to cover it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because of the story, you might come to stab yourself on Shabbos also. You might come to stab yourself. And according to the other opinion, you shouldn't have a knife on the table because one's Mekatzer Yom Tov, one's Ma'arech Yom Tov, they shouldn't be there. On Shabbos and Yom Tov also, you should cover it or remove it. That's the Taz's question. He said, oh, maybe he really means a kol shekein. Really, Beis Yosef thinks it should be a question for both of them. It's a question for Rabbeinu Simcha and a kol shekein for the other opinion. Okay, so he doesn't know why we'd be knowing such a way. And then he says, I understand actually better the other way. Rabbeinu Simcha, who thinks it's the story that happened, you stabbed yourself. So that only happened on Shabbos, it happened in the weekday. So the Ma'aseh Shehayah, we do exactly what happened in the Ma'aseh Shehayah. Since it happened on the weekday, we said we'll make a gezeirah for the weekday. But it didn't happen on Shabbos, so there's no gezeirah on Shabbos. So it makes sense according to him. Or maybe it's possible on Shabbos a person won't get so upset on Shabbos, he won't come to stab himself. I understand according to that opinion why on Shabbos you wouldn't have to cover. According to the other opinion. But Pshat, is it Tzarchian? Comes along Megan Avrami, says, what do you mean? It's Pashat why on Shabbos Yom Tov you don't have to remove the knife. What's the reason why? If according to the opinion that one is Mekatzer Yom Tov and one is Ma'arech Yom Tov, you don't have to remove it on Shabbos. What? Not action neshama, not that. He says, but what's the Beis Yosef quotes a pasuk, Lo sanif alein barzel, right? You can't build a mizbeach with barzel.
We give
carbonos
on Shabbos, huh?
We do carbonos on Shabbos, but Shabbos ain't bonin mizbeach. We don't build on Shabbos. We don't build on Yom Tov. It's asa to build. So the asa to build. The whole source of this was that the pasuk says you can't build a mizbeach with barzel. So since our shulchan is mizbeach, so you shouldn't have a barzel on that. That only applies the weekday when there's you're allowed to build, but on Shabbos when you're not allowed to build. So there should be no problem of keeping the knife there, and then you're allowed to leave it. So that's the pshat in the Magen Avraham. So now this would be against the Aruch HaNer we just said, though. Actually, no, Aruch HaNer says that's in terms of only Lila, not in terms of Shabbos. Okay. Either way, so what comes out here, the Magen Avraham says that since you cannot build it on Shabbos, therefore this is explained that the Heter or the minhag not to cover it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, what also comes out here, there's a the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisrael wants to know, what about Belila? You can't build a Belila either. So maybe at night time, you have a dinner, you shouldn't have to cover the knives when you bench. You don't like that?
I mean, like the nature of, like the Yisrael is completely different if you jump up at night.
Okay.
I don't know, like that's like a... Like, I guess there's no, like, actually, like, you can build them as bad, but you might not be able to, like, be machdish it, like, at night. well, like this is an actual like issue of the actual building of the mizbeach itself.
Well, I think there's still an issur. I mean, issur is b'yom hakimish issur mishkan b'layla. It's not issur m'blach on Shabbos. Shabbos is obviously much stronger than the issur. Maybe that's what you mean. One's stronger than the other one. But l'chachila, you shouldn't do it though. Exactly. Our Aruch Lanier says, no, you're allowed to build the Kelim Belayla. Right, that's what Aruch Lanier says. So that's one answer. Meshech Chacham himself says, no, when we say that our Shulchanos are like a Mizbech, we don't mean a Mizbech in the base of Migdash. We mean a Mizbech as a Bama. When there's a Heter Bamos, we're allowed to, in 14 years to conquering our Tisar, we're allowed to have our own personal Bamos, bring our own personal Karbanos in our backyard. That Bama is allowed to be built Belayla. Since that bum is allowed to be built Belayla, that Mizbech is allowed to be built Belayla, so to Belayla, when benching, you have to remove the Sakin. Because there is a Heter Binyan Bama. We're not talking about Mizbech of the Mikdash, we're talking about Binyan Bama. So either Eitan's answer based on Aruch Lanair, there's no issue to build Kim Belayla, or the Meshech Chachma. Okay, fine. So tomorrow, I guess, we'll start with the Mitzvah Arava.